Hey, welcome back, everybody. As we always do when we go into the 5 o'clock hour on Thursdays, we go and talk to our 3rd District Congressman. He stands by now, Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman Banks, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Pat. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you with us. So I've got to tell you, the more I watch some of these hearings and things going on in Washington, D.C., and the more I hear about, Bannon now, I think Bannon has officially been designated by the Democrats that Bannon is now actually 3 levels worse than the boogeyman.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, because it's not reality anyway. What we're fighting here is, and this is why it's almost impossible to fight them, Congressman, because they don't fight things in reality, and they just keep throwing so much stuff, at the old thing, throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. They're throwing so much stuff, you almost can't keep up with it.
Yeah, this is a case, Pat, where the Democrats and their best friend Liz Cheney voted on the floor to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress with their sham January 6th Select Committee investigation. But by the way, as we were on the floor debating this, and I led the Republican debate against destroying all of the congressional norms and holding a private citizen in contempt of Congress because they don't like his politics. As we were debating back and forth, the Capitol Hill whistleblower came public a couple of weeks ago complained about the security breakdown at the Capitol on January 6th. He told the Select Committee that he would be happy to come. He would be fully willing to come and testify before the Select Committee if they want him to. He said that days ago. And here we are on the floor of the House of Representatives debating whether or not to hold Steve Bannon in contempt, and the whistleblower comes forward and said, these guys lack any seriousness at all about a true investigation of what happened on January 6th. They never took me up on my offer.
Yeah.
As a leader in the Capitol Police, coming forward to talk about the breakdown of security. So they don't want to talk about the real issues that led to January 6th and what to do to make sure that never happens again. They want to make this a political witch hunt and a circus and go after private citizens that they've turned into boogeymen like Steve Bannon and focus on that instead.
Well, and because the more they can do that, because now they've got their straw dog, they've got their Steve Bannon, and so they're just going to keep throwing that name up, and so they can keep going, see there, one of the president's inside men defying Congress, see there. So that way they never have to answer to questions to like what really happened on the 6th, who was in charge, how is it that they knew 36, 72 hours beforehand that the personnel there on Capitol Hill, some of the security, had been tipped off that there might be something brewing, which did not come out of the rally where the president was, by the way. These are people that came to D.C. prepared to do something. This is why, Congressman Banks, while people were still at the White House grounds and the president had never yet said goodbye to them, that's why all the problems already started down at Capitol Hill. I guarantee the people in great numbers did not leave the president's rally to go early to do that down on Capitol Hill. That doesn't even fit the profile of what they did.
Yeah, this has become the running joke. It's predictable at this point. When things get so bad, and they get worse every single day for Joe Biden and the Democrats, what do? They want to talk about January 6th instead. The fact that you and I are talking, Pat, about the January 6th investigation and holding Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress is to deter from major crises that are piling up each and every day that are caused by and directly tied to the failed policies of these Democrats. You've got the supply chain crisis that is affecting your ability to get everyday goods, and it's going to make it very difficult for you to for us to all have a normal Christmas this year.
Yeah,
because of policies directly tied to this administration. You got the inflation crisis. You're paying more at the gas pump because of what this administration has done to take us from being an energy independent nation under Trump to under Biden being in a situation where we're begging other countries to open up their oil supply.
Yeah.
You've got the debacle in Afghanistan. You've got the crisis at the border. You've got crime waves in big cities. The Democrats know that this is a bad political recipe for them as we go into the midterms. The only thing they've got is to pull out the January 6th card that every time they do, then they know that their friends in the media are going to talk about it and turn and change the narrative back to that. And that's why they rushed this to the floor. I wasn't here when they held some others in contempt, in the past. But, they would spend a year. They would spend over a year talking about holding someone in contempt of Congress. In this case, they did it in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, that's because they needed their ghost. They needed their ghost sooner than that. They couldn't wait for a year to decide they were going to do it. They have to get it out there right away. And all their friends in the press were saying, okay, we'll help you guys, but you need to get it to us soon because, we've got a lot to do here. And we got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, and we got Super Bowl coming. So if we're going to talk about this, we need to get it out there. So that's why this is all being pushed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is the card they play each and every time something goes wrong to try to change the narrative back to January 6th. I saw Condi Rice, who's not exactly a Trump Republican, right? She was on The View this week, and she even said that this is enough is enough. These Democrats and those in Washington, like Liz Cheney, who are focused on January 6th, are not serving the American people well because they're not focused on the issues that the American people care about. That doesn't mean that we don't want to do everything we can to stop January 6th from ever happening again. But I assure you, this select committee, these Democrats and Liz Cheney, aren't doing anything to prevent another January 6th because they're only focused on politics.
Liz Cheney, I've heard all kinds of things. You have much closer insight to it than I do. But I've heard all kinds of things, like things are not going that well for her back in her home state. But she's not going to get out primaried, is she?
Well, she's got a primary. It's over a year away. She's raising a lot of money from Democrats around the country and the Never Trump crowd who are trying to prop her up. And there's a great candidate in Wyoming who's fourth generation in the state, and I think she's going to run a great campaign. And she's building a good. And President Trump is supporting her. Her name is Harriet Hageman. So you'll have a race there next year. I mean, Wyoming deserves they only have one representative. They're unique because of that. And they deserve a representative who's going to represent Wyoming and Wyoming interests.
Right.
And in this case, they don't have that. So I imagine it'll be a interesting primary to watch, next year when it comes around. I think it's a late primary. It's after the Indiana primary. So a long ways to go between now and then, Pat, but as far as it goes these days, I mean, she's fully embraced the socialist radical Democrat Party and determined that she would rather have Nancy Pelosi in the speaker's chair than she would a Republican speaker like Kevin McCarthy. She's made that very clear.
Yeah, just think about that for a minute. Not just to have a Democrat in the speaker's chair, but to have it be Nancy Pelosi. With all of the misleadings and the misgivings that Nancy Pelosi has had happen at her hand, and somebody like Ms. Cheney thinks that's the better option. I mean, that is just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. We came into Congress together. We've been allies on a lot of issues, and she just took a very different turn at the end of last year because of her hatred of Donald Trump. And here we are. But that's beside the point. The real point is that the Democrats have destroyed all of the norms of how Congress operates. They've done something today that hasn't happened before, and holding a private citizen in contempt of Congress and doing so for political reasons, not because he did something wrong. I mean, that's very clear. So that's disappointing to see. I imagine over the next year, Pat, as we fight to win back the majority, these Democrats know Republicans are going to win back the majority, but the question is how much damage they can do to our country in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly right. As you step out of your office there in D.C. and you look toward the Potomac River, just the other side is Virginia. Virginia has been slipping into the blue camp for quite some time now because it basically, at least the northern half of Virginia, basically has become a large bedroom community to the ever-burgeoning Washington, D.C. crowd. But as of yesterday, even NBC is saying that the Virginia governor's race, where Terry McAuliffe is trying to get back and become the governor again, and he's there against Glenn Youngkin, who is the Republican. Even NBC says here we are with their governor's race coming up on November the 2nd this year, and it's absolutely a dead heat. What a blow that would be if, in fact, Youngkin takes out McAuliffe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the fact that the mere fact that it's even that close tells you something's going on. I mean, this is a wave building in America today to take back our country from the radical socialist Democrats. And in this case, what's going on in Virginia, Pat, is that Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, is running for governor again. He was the DNC chairman. He's one of the swampiest figures in Washington, D.C. He actually said in a debate that parents shouldn't have any control over what's taught in the schools.
Yeah.
And that you want to stir up a bunch of moms who might be more independent leaning politically and have them come out and vote for a Republican. Tell them they don't have any role at all in what's going on in the schools they're teaching their kids. And that's what's going, not just going on in Virginia, but it's going on all over our country when it comes to critical race theory and some of these mask and vaccination mandates in schools. And then you have Democrats openly saying that parents don't have any role whatsoever and what's being taught in the schools. That's what the Democrats believe. They believe that it's the government's job to teach your kids and that parents should stay out of the way. We obviously believe the opposite as Republicans. And Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, the fact that it's a dead heat that's within striking distance in a deep blue state at this point shows you there's something going on in America today that I think is going to culminate in a big way in the midterm elections. When we win back the majority in the House in the 2022 November election, it's going to be a major statement.
The Washington Times, the New York Post, the National Review, all are reporting what many of us saw on TV. Terry McAuliffe, when he was there and he was in a chair and he was doing a one-on-one interview with a reporter, and he gets up and basically just walks out in mid-interview, scolding the reporter as he goes to tell that local news interview that you should have asked better questions. That's somebody that where things are under his skin, and he's a little irritated.
Imagine if a Republican did that.
Oh, I know.
The media would scorch him. But because he's a Democrat, they give him a free ride. Fortunately, there was a video that was leaked that showed it happening. But, yeah, absolutely, it's under his skin. And all across the board, I had Newt Gingrich come and speak to Republican Study Committee yesterday, and he said we went for a whole hour. He answered so many questions. So smart, and
he's a very sharp guy.
Knowledge of history, but he said to us in the Republican Study Committee, he said, every time you get in an elevator and a Democrat steps in the elevator, you need to thank them. Say thank you for giving us back the majority next year. And I thought it was pretty clever. I mean, he wasn't trying to be funny. He was saying, let them know.
Yeah.
That we know we're going to win back the majority. We're confident about it, and project that confidence to them, because we are going to win back the majority, and they're the reasons why. They're so out of touch, radical, and crazy that they've fallen way out of lockstep with where the American people are, and they're the reason that we're going to win back the majority, because of their dysfunction and because of the radical socialist agenda that they're trying to push in this country when most of the country doesn't want it.
Well, you know, down there in Virginia, when you've got somebody like McAuliffe, who after parents have been at school board meetings and they're extremely frustrated, and you get transgendered young men raping girls in bathrooms and fathers saying, you know, that was my daughter, and the guy that runs the school board for them and is the superintendent says, we don't show anything where anybody has any proof that anything ever happened in one of our bathrooms. And the father's just beside himself, and the father is the one that gets hauled off by the police out of the room. People see that, because at that moment, that father and the other parents watching him, those are not Republicans and those are not Democrats. Those are American parents, and you can only get away with this garbage so long.
Yeah, we've come to a dangerous place where we're telling parents that they don't have any role in what's going on in the schools, that the federal government needs to investigate parents who show up to protest at school board meetings, and the Department of Justice taking up the request to do that, threatening to use laws like the Patriot Act, which, by the way, we use to hunt down terrorists in foreign countries, and the National School Board Association calling on the Department of Justice to use the Patriot Act to come and investigate parents who show up and complain at school board meetings. But what's going on, like this situation and Loudoun County in Virginia, where that event occurred that you just described. This is what the Democrats stand for. This is on their watch.
Yeah.
This is their agenda. And we need to put parents back in control of what's going on in our schools. And that's what we stand for as Republicans.
As always, always appreciate you standing in there for the fight. Always appreciate you coming on, giving us heads up as to what it is that's going on. And so for this time on this day, Congressman Jim Banks, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.